Shir Ayin Aleph and Yevamos Jude Yevult Eir Heitav Shalom May 13, 1976 on Thursday continued.
So now the Rambam in connection with the mitzvah of Mochi Tibcha Zecha Amolik. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says that the mitzvah of Mochi Tibcha is only a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur, but it's not a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the yochid. That's what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvah. So we see that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Mochi Tibcha Zecha Amolik is only a mitzvah al di milchome, not a rige biyochid, but only milchome. Milchome can only be waged against the whole nation of Amalek and by the whole nation of Israel, not on the Yochid. Now, so the same thing is true, Teisa says, in respect to Hachim Tachime and Lishchai Kom Nishomo. So he says, Bechivn di Bishas Kibush Kaime de Lishchaye. So when is there a din of Lishchai Kom Nishomo only Bishas Mechomo? But Shaloi Bishas Mechomo not. So Shaloi Bishas Kibush Kaime be Isaac Chrisas Bris. Kaime be Isaac Chrisas Bris. So in other words, so Teisa says that the Lisiches Loem Bris is based upon the mitzvah of Achim Tachime. Since the mitzvah of Achim Tachime applies only to Zayinu Meis, not to Shahu Meis, so Mele Lisiches Loem Bris also applies only to Zayinu Meis, not to Shahu Meis. So Mele Teisa says that so Bishas Milchomo, there is an Indian of Lishchayik on Lishom. So it's not Chayach to say Lishichis Lembris. I mean, he's Mechuyev to kill them. But Shaloi Bishas Milchomo, when there is no Lishchayik on Lishomo, there is an Azore not to make a priest with them. Bishas Milchomo, there is an Indian, there is a Tzivu of Lishchayik on Lishomo. And Shaloi Bishas Milchomo, so There is a Lisichas Lembris, but it's based upon the Lisichai Kom Nishom. So Mimele, it follows logically that whatever is true of Lisichai Kom Nishom or Bishas Milchomo should be true of Lisichas Lembris, Shaloi Bishas Milchomo. Now, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether the Lisichai Kom Nishom applies to all Zainumeis, even the Zainumeis who live in Chutz Loretz. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Lishchai Kol Nishomo applies only to Zaynumes in Eretz Yisrael. Zaynumes in Eretz Yisrael. And we see that from the Lashon Rambam, that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shimon. And last time we said in Rashi also, because Rashi says, Ki dikaim le dikhovim she bechutz la aviris kechovim mei. So we are midayik from that Rashi that it's also like Rav Shimon. So it seems that all the Rishonim pass like Rav Shimon. The Lishchai Kol Nishomo applies only to Zaynumeis who live in Eretz Yisrael, not to the Zaynumeis who live in Chutz Loretz. So Mimele, insofar as the love of Lisichis Lembris is concerned, the same thing. Because Lisichis Lembris depends upon Lishchai Kol Nishomo. So, but Lishchai Kol Nishomo applies to Shas Luchomo, and Lishichas Lembris Shaloi Bishas Luchomo. So, in view of the fact that Lishchai Kol Nishomo, according to Rav Shimon, applies only to the Zaynumeis who live in Eretz Yisrael, not to the Zaynumeis who live in Chutz Loretz, so Mimele, the Lishichas Lembris too applies, according to Rav Shimon, applies only to the Zaynumeis of Eretz Yisrael, but the Zaynumeis of Chutz Loretz, we can make a priest with the Zainumis of Chutz Loretz. So that's why Teisa says, Vitziva HaKosuv Shaloi Lichles and Bris Shalim Shaloi LaKeisom Kidelich B'Sha'at Yisrael. What does Teisa want to emphasize? In other words, that the Yisea, even vis-a-vis Zainumis, so the Yisea of Chrisas Bris is only Ligavei the Zainumis who live in Eretz Yisrael, but not Ligavei the Zainumis who live in Chutz Loretz. Alright. Mantane di polikale. The Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon. Bisev perikei meir isa achsugye umshane b'yenach. Do makro. Kisiyeno v'yoldole. Kol eichel ikhine be kisiyeno, krino be v'yoldole. Kol eichel ikhine be kisiyeno, ikhino be v'yoldole. So in other words, so we can learn out from that there is no yiches that Akum Habual Bas Yisroel, so the child is not Misyache, he's after the biological father. Because in as much as the it's Loikrina Bekisieno, there is no Ishets between the Goy and the Israelis, so Mimele, Loikrina Bekisieno, so it cannot be Misyache. So it cannot be Misyache. We come on Amibos Ahoche, in Kenu Isha, we were there Olomali. So in other words, so why do we need a special posse that the Ben Shifcho is not Misyachis after the biological father? Since there is no, the Israel has no Ishes in the Shifcho. So Kol Heichad Lekhinu Bei Kisiyenu, Lekhinu Bei Biyodlei, Umeita Leit Rosh Achite. So the Gemara in Dushin says that Vyishe Ledeo is applied for some other Rosh. Vyishe Ledeo is applied for some other Rosh. Vyikom Achad B'Shifcho, Achad B'Shifcho, Utsricha. So in other words, so there is a variance in the sugyas. Here, the Gemara, the sugya Yivome says that we need a special posik that the Ben Nochris is not Misyachis after the biological father. And we need a special posik that the Ben Shifcho is not Misyachis after the biological father. And according to the sugya in Dushin, we don't need a special posik. But we have a posik, Yalfuse, Kisieno, Vyoldolei Boni, so Kol Eicha the Krinam Bei Visieno, Krinam Bei Vyoldolei, Vichol Eicha the Krinam Bei Kisieno, Loi Krinam Bei Vyoldo. Now, it's not just a question whether we learn it out from special psukim, or we learn it out from the Alfuse of Kisieno, this Krinam Bei Vyoldolei. I mean, if we learn it out, let's say, according to the sugya here in Yevames, that there is a special posik that Ben Nochris, that Yisroel Habola Nochris, so the Vlad, the child, is not Misyachis after the father. So it's a special aloche. It's a special aloche that the offspring of intermarriage between a Goy and the Israeli, so the child is not Misyachis after the father. It's a special aloche. According to the sukkie in Gdush, that it is especially alfuse, kol heicha de krinam bei kisiyeno, krinam bei viyodolei, kol heicha de krinam bei kisiyeno, krinam bei viyodolei, so that means that there is a new halacha, that wherever someone is the offspring of a marriage in whom there couldn't be an Gdushin, who is mufka of Gdushin altogether, not, let's say, the offspring of an elder. So then, neither parent is mufka of Kedushin. Let's say, if someone is Baal Yishish, and has a child. So then, the child is a mamzer, but he is Misyachis. He is Misyachis after the father. Why? Because the father is not mufka of Kedushin. And the mother is not mufka of Kedushin. There cannot be Kedushin between these two. Or let's say, a Baal Achisei, and he has a child. So he's Misyachis after the father, because neither parent is Mufka of Kedushin. There cannot be any issues between these two, but either parent is Shaykh Kedushin. Mashenke, the child of a mixed marriage. So biological father is a goy, so he is mufka of Kedushin ligamre. It's not that he cannot have Kedushin in this woman, in this Israelis. He is mufka of Kedushin. So mimele, kol heiche loikrenem bekisieno, loikrenem beviyoldu. So in other words, so it's a general halacha. So according to the sugya in Kedushin, there is a general halacha, a general principle, that wherever the parent, wherever a certain parent is mufka of Kedushin, the child cannot be Misyachis. Alright. Now the next mission. Misha Kideish Achas Mishte Achis. Let's say Ruvain was Mikadeish, one of two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And he was Mikadeish, one of them. When Yedea is a man kiddush, he doesn't know whether he was Mikadesh Rochel or he was Mikadesh Leia. So Nisim get lozu, we get lozu. So Memele, he cannot live with either Rochel or Leia. It's a Sophic Elvo. Because let's say he'll live with his husband and wife with Rochel. Maybe Tlapish Mayim Gaye that he was Mikadesh Leia. So he's either a Niser of a Chesishte. So Memele, so there is no other way except to give a get to both, and he cannot marry either one, because either one, after he gives a get to both, so either one will be sofik achis kushoset. So mishe kiddush achas mishle achoyis, when yedea is a man kiddush, neisin get lazu and get lazu. Also b'shteye, yichol chode v'chode, yitlamim adzu achis ish. Meis v'loi. Suppose Reuven, he was Mikadesh, one of two sisters, and he doesn't know which, whether it's Rochel or Leah. And then Reuven died, and he has just one brother, Shimon. So Shimon is Chilitz L'shteye, because he doesn't know. One of them is Asur L'shuk. So he doesn't know which. So Memele, in order that he should be Mutoris L'shuk, so he has to give Chilitzah to both. Chilitz L'shteye. The Yoda is even. Umechlatz chode, vivume chode loy. Now, why couldn't he give chlitze, let's say, to Rochel, and then bimiyabim le? Why? He couldn't do that. Because the achis chlitzose asur olim mid rabbonim b'chayel. So he couldn't do that. Vivume bereish enam loy. He couldn't bimiyabim one. The dilme loy zu hi yivamte. Let's say he'll bimiyabim Rochel. Maybe the wife of Reuven was not Rochel, was Leah. So Memele, when he's Miyabim Rochel, so he's marrying Achis Kekose. Because Poga Achis Kekose, David Kishti, so that's what's on the Rabbanon. Alright. Hoyul Ishnai, suppose Reuven was Mikadesh Achas Mishte Achoyes, he doesn't know which, whether Rochel or Leah. And then he died, and he has two brothers. He has two brothers, Shimon and Leah. So then, echot chilitz. So then, it's possible that one should be chilitz, the echot b'miyab. So Rashi explains: Hoyo lishnayim echot chilitz. So let's say Shimon is to brother Shimon Levi. So echot chilitz. So Shimon, he gives chilitz to one. Let's say he gives Rochel chilitz. Chilul achz v'asheini. And then Levi, im rotzo liyabim, if he wants to be miyabim, Leia, he can be miyabim. What's liyabim, lishniya miyabim? Why? Because it's monefshach. These imzu yivamte, so, because when Levi is miyabim Leia, so monefshach. If Leia happens to be the woman whom Reuven was mikadesh, so now she's the yivome of Levi, Shapia. So he's mikayim mitzvah vid. And if Rochel happened to be the woman whom Reuven was Mikadesh, so Memele, that means that Leo is the sister of the heretofore Skukov. But since Shimon gave already Chalitza to Rochel, so she's not Achitz, so Leo is not Achitz Kekosi anymore. Vimachizri, Likapoga Achitz Kekosi. The Chalitza Avkel is it. So hoy li shnai, echot chilitz, ve echot miyab. Kidmo vikinsu, before they asked the shaila. So one married Rochel and the other one married Leo, so emi tzim biyot. Why? Emi tzim biyot. Dichol chad v'chad omar, ano shapya nesive. First of all, it's possible that shapya nesive. V'yina me'aviv. Let's say, Shimon was Kenes Rochel. So it's possible that Rochel was the wife, that Rochel was the wife of Reuven. So he didn't do any Issa. Let's say, Shimon was first Kenes Rochel. And Klafish Mayitz Galie, that Reuven was Mikadish Leah. So that means, when Shimon at the very outset was Kenes Rochel, so he was Kenes whom? The Achei is Kukosek. The Achei is a player who was Kuko to him. So that was Bisa. So that was an Isa. Vi name have Yifre. Shorishen li Yibn Kenes. Achei is Kukosek. So even if Leah happened to be the woman whom Reuven was Mikadesh, Rochel was an Achis Kosei, so at that time it was even an Isa. Aishaite Vadai Havasir. But then, so at that moment he was even an Isa Rabbanon. But then, after that, so Levi was Kenes Leah. So, and Leah is the Skuko. So Mimele the Zike was Poka. So now, so Shimon is allowed to live with Rochel, because he's not a Chizkikos anymore, because Leo is not Skuk anymore. Umishebochi v'yivim ha'shniyo shivemtei poka ziko miyidach limafreya. Now the question is, why did Rashi emphasize here the term limafreya? Rashi could have said, poke zike miyidach. So Rashi mentioned limafreya, the implication being that if the Yivim, it's mashma, from the Diyuk HaLoshon of Rashi, that if the Yivim by Leah by Levi would not be mafkia the zike limafreya, but it would be mafkia the zike, only would be mafkia the zike, only mitalu habe, so then we wouldn't say emitzim yodom. Because then we'd say, no, in view of the fact that Klapishmai is Galia, that Leah was the woman whom Reuven was Mikadesh. So Leah was Skuko, so Mimele Rochel at one time was Achiz Kukosei. Rochel was Achiz Kukosei. So Mimele Shimon wouldn't be allowed to live with Rochel. Even though now she's not Achiz Kukosei, but she's the heretofore Achiz Kukosei. She is the Achis of a year to force Kukosei. So she still would be awesome. Why? Because if we say, I mentioned that there is a machlikes between the Ri and the Rivok in Bura Basra. The Ri and the Rivok. So whether the Ki and Ishes continues L'acham Mises Ishtei, or it doesn't continue L'acham Mises Ishtei. Now, Achis Ishtei L'acham Mises Ishtei is special because of Kosei de Tzmuta. But the other Ashir, the other Arayis, so Arasura is even Leachar Mises Ishtei. Let's say Eim Ishtei is Asura, even Leachar Mises Ishtei. So what's the pshat? So we could explain it in two ways. We could say that that's the Xeras HaKosu, that all the Arayis of the Sheir Ishtei are Asura is, even if now they are not Sheir Ishtei. Because at one time they were Sheirish. Or, no. They were not Asurais because at one time they were Sheirish. But the reason is why, because the Torah asserted as a highest only those who are the Krivis Ishtei, Eim Ishtei. Now, Lacham is his Ishtei, so if she's not his wife anymore, so she's not Eim Ishtei, so she should be with Teres. But the reason is why she is Asura is because even as the Rise, as Tesis says in Bura Basra, Dafkuf Yudalet, that we see that the Torah tells the husband, who is a Kayan, to be Mitamei, but is Lacham is his Ishtei. So that means that even Lacham is his Ishtei, she continues to be Ishtei. But then there is a Machlege Rishenim on that. So those Rishenim would say, that Lacham is his Ishtei, she is not Ishtei, and still the Torah assert all these arayas, all these chayveis. So we have to say that the Torah assert on the basis of the fact that at one time they were chayveis Ishtei. So even though now she is not a Ishtei, but it was heretofore a Ishtei, so she is a Sukh. Masha'im came according to Teisves in Bura Basra, that even Lacham is his Ishtei, she continues to be Ishtei. She continues to be Ishtei. So Mimele, So maybe we can say that the reason is why they are Asuras is because they are still in Mishtei. So then you ask, so why is Engel Shosei? Why is Engel Shosei Asura? There she's certainly not. Once you divorce, once one divorces his wife, so she's not his wife. So couldn't that be Raya, that even the aim of the heretofore Mishtei is also Asura, is also an Avo? So we have... So we see that there is a special pasuk from which we learn out that achiz groshosei is asur. Achiz groshosei. So that means there is a special pasuk. So that special pasuk we have in regard to achiz groshosei, we do not have it in regard to aim ishtei lachamizas ishtei. Lachamizas ishtei. So we can say according to these rishonim that the reason is why. The reason as to why Asura is because she's still Ishtei. So maybe that's why she Asura. That's why Asura. But the other Rishonim who say that she's not Ishtei and still she's Asura, so they have to say that even if she's not Krivas Ishtei now, but if at one time she was Krivas Ishtei, so she's Asura. Now the Yisr of Achiz Kosei, Midrabonon, is based upon the Yisr of Achiz Ishtei. So whatever is true of the Issa, the Raisa of Achiz Ishtei is true, Midrabanon, of Achiz Kosei. So it might be that Rashi Shite is the reason as to why Rashi says, so he says, Aish Aite Vada Hava Asire, Umshebo Ochi, Yibi Mashlio Shi Yibemte, Pokazike Midach Vim Afreya. Why does Rashi emphasize Vim Afreya? Of what concern is it? Whether it's l'mafreya or not l'mafreya. The answer is, Rashi holds that inasmuch as we see that a mishtei is asura, if lacham is ishtei, and lacham is ishtei, so she's not ishtei. So we see that the arayas of the Torah of Krivas Ishtei are asuras, even if they are not presently Krivas Ishtei. As long as at one time heretofore Krivas Ishtei, at one time they were Krivas Ishtei, so then they remain Asuras L'olam Voed. So Midrabanon in regard to Achiz Kosei too. So even if the Zike is spoken now, but at one time Rochel was, if we said that the Yivn of Leah by Levi is Mafkia the Zike only in Kanal Habe. So that means that until the even by Levi of Leah, so she was the skuko of Shimon. So Leah was the skuko of Shimon. So Mimele Rochel will always remain the year to four Achiz Kosei. And so Mimele should be Asur Midrabanon. So why does the Mishnah say Kidmo Bikinsu and Mitzim Yodom? So that is because it's poka. So when Mishepo Ochiv, when Levi was Miyabe, Leo, she evente poka leziko miidach mafreya. In other words, what does it mean? It's mafkia de zike, because there were two brothers. So the Shimon and Levi. Now, so until Levi was Miyabe Leo, so it wasn't determined. It wasn't determined whose skuko she was, whether Leo was the skuko of Shimon or Leo was the skuko of Levi. But now that Levi was Miyab Leo, so that determines it retroactively that Leo was the skuko, was always the skuko of Levi, not of Shimon. So she's so Mimele Rochel is not even here to forachis because. Because once Levi is Miyab Leia, so that determines it retroactively that she was the skuka of Levi. She was the skuka of Levi. So Mimele, so she was never. So it's determined retroactively that Leo was always skuka to Levi. She was never skuka to Shimon. So Mimele Rochel is not even the year to four skuka. Not even the year to four skuka. All right. Yes, what is it?
Is Rashi going to think between, say, if Levi is the one that Klep Ishmai is the real one, then is he going to think before, like...
I mean it. No, not, there is no suffix as to whether Levi is the real one or Shimon is the real one. The Sophic is whether Rochel is the real one or Leah is the real one.
So,
in other words, but now, assuming that Leah is the... I mentioned that Moshe. So in other words, so assuming that Leah was objectively the woman whom Reuven was Mikadesh, so that means that who became Skuko to the brothers? Leah became Skuko, and Rochel was Achei Skuko, say. So now that Levi ultimately was Miyad Leah, so they determined retroactively that Leah, when Reuven died, Leah became the Skuko of Levi, who turned out to be the ultimate Miyad, not the Skuko of Shimon. So Mimele Rochel was never Achei Skuko, say. Of Shimon. So that's why if it's Kidmu Vikinso, so it's Imio.
Well, my question is, if Levi is Miyabin Leah, now the question is, if Reuven is Konis Rethel before or afterwards, because it seems like you have two separate cases.
Yeah, so I mentioned that. So Kidmu Vikinso, in other words, if Reuven died and they had two brothers, Shimon and Levi, so the halacha is echot chelitz v'echot miyaveh. But suppose they didn't consult Bezdin and Kidmu Vikinso and Shimon was first miyavim, was first kenes Rochel, and then Levi was then kenes Leah. So the Mishnah says imitzim yodom. So Rashi explains why, because even if Klapishmaya is Galye, that Rochel was the skuko, so then there is no problem altogether. But even with Klaf Ishmael is Galia, that Leah was the skuko, was the woman whom Reuven was Mikadesh, so at the very outset, when Shimon was the first one to became his Rochel, he didn't have it. But then, when Shimon was Kenes Leah, so then it was Mafkia, the Zike, in Leah, that Shimon had, Limafreya. So Memele, Rochel is not even here to for Achis Kukos. Because had it been Mafkia only Mikanel Habe, then we wouldn't say Mitzim Yodom. Because then she would be not a present Achis Kukos, but a year to for, a past Achis Kukos. And called the Tikkun Rabbonin came the Reise Tikkun. So just as in regard to the elbow of Sheris Ishtay. So if it is the here to four sheirishte, so she's an elvo, so here to four achitz, because it would be aso. Well, I want to now. This is in the Mishnayos. This is a separate Mishnah. So we'll leave it here because it'll take. I'll have to spend some time. I mean, on the rest of the Mishnah. All right, we'll leave it here, and then we'll have another shir.
Shur Ayin Beis in Yevamos Tezayin Eyar Hetov Shlom Advav, May 16, 1976.
In the middle of the Mishnah, in the Mishnayos, it's a separate Mishnah. Kidmu, in here in the Gemara, it's one long Mishnah, but the Mishnayos is the end of the Mishnah. Kidmu Vikinso Imitzim Yodom, so that's the end of the Mishnah. Now then, Shnayim Shekichu Shtei Achoyes. So let's say, Zayni Yedea Ezekidesh, Zayni Yedea Ezekidesh. So, Zay Nesin Shnei Gitin, Vizay Nesin Shnei Gitin. Let's say, Reuven and Yisochar, they're not brothers. So, they were Mikadesh Deachoyes. They were Mikadesh Rochel and Leah. But we don't know who was Mikadesh whom. Whether Reuven was Mikadesh Rochel and Yisochar was Mikadesh Leah, or vice versa. So Zenaisin Shnegitin, Zenaisin Shnegitin. Neither one can live with any one of them because he might be living with Achizishte. So Mele, Reuven has to give a get to Rochel and to Leah, and Yisocho has to give a get to Rochel and to Leah. Meisu, Lozeoch Lozeoch, suppose Reuven died and Yisocho died. And Reuven has a brother Shimei, and Yisocho has a brother Zvub. So Zechilis Lishteyen, so Shimon gives Chlitza to Rochel and to Leah, Vizeh, and Zvun, the brother of Yisocho, gives Chlitza to both. Now let's see the Rashi. Shnayim shekitchu beiz achoyes vehim noch. In other words, Reuven and Yisachar are noch. They're not brothers. Zechil is lishteyen. So he makes you. So zechil is lishteyen. Bezechil is lishteyen. Dichol chad vichad minaye. Also liyivume. Because neither one can be miyabim. I mean, Shimon cannot be miyabim. Why? Because if Shimon will be miyabim, let's say, Roche. Maybe Leah was the wife of Reuven. So when Shimon is miyabim, Rochel, so then he's miyabim achis kosek. Now, why does Rashi just mention the Dilma Bachis Kukosi Poga? In other words, Shimon is Miyab Mroche. So, he might be Ever an Isa. What kind of an Isa? An Isa Rabbonon. Achis Kukosi, there is a more serious Isa. Let's say, if Shimon will be Miyab Mroche, and Rochel was not the wife of Reuven. Rochel was the wife of Yisachar. So Mimele, she's Yivomelishuk. So Shimon is marrying a Yivomelishuk. So that's a more serious Issa. That's an Issa that I say. Achis Kekos is only Issa Abolon. The territory is, but suppose Zechid the whole Chad Vechad Minaye also Yivume. So Reuven, I mean Shimon, cannot be Miyab Rochel. Because maybe Leah was the wife of Reuven, and so Mimele, so Rashi says the Dilma Bachus Kikosei Poga. So in other words, Shimon is not allowed to be miyabim Rochel, even if Zvulun gives a chalitza first. So even in such a case, so he cannot be miyabim Rochel. Why? Because Dilma Bachis Kikosei Poga. But of course, if nothing is done to Rochel, and the first thing that is done, Shimon is miyabim Rochel. So then there is a chosha of Nisad Raisa, not only of Nisad Rabbanon, because maybe Rochel is not the skuko of Shimon. Maybe Leah was the wife of Reuven. So Leah is the skuko. Leah is the skuko of Shimon, but Rochel is an Ochris. In other words, Achris Kukosei, but she's a Yivom Elishuk, she's Kuko to Zvulun. So Mimele, without Chlitze by Zvulun, so there is a possibility of an Isa deraise. But Rashi says, why does Rashi emphasize the Dilma b'Achris Kukosei Poga, even in a case where Zvulun gives Rochel Chlitze first, so Shimon is still forbidden to be miyabim Rochel. Then there is no chshoshe of the nisa of Yivam Lishuk, but there is a chshoshe of Achis Kukose. So zechir is l'shteyem, zechir is l'shteyem, v'zechir is l'shteyem. Now the next lozeh achod v'lozeh shnai. Suppose now the next case, lozeh achod lozeh shnai. In other words, Reuven and Yisachar were mikadesh two achoyes, Rochel and Leah, and they don't know who was mikadesh who. And then Reuven and Yisachar are not brothers, but Reuven died and Yisachar died. So the second case is where Reuven has one brother. Reuven has just one who was survived by brother Shimon, and Yisachar was survived by two brothers, by Zvulun and Dan. So lozeh achod v'lozeh shnai. So hayochid chilitz l'shteyem. Hayochid chilitz l'shteyem. So in other words, Shimon gives chlitze to both, to Rochel and to Leah. And then v'ashnayim and Zvulun and Dan. So echot chilitz. So let's say, so Zvulun can give chlitze to Rochel, and then after Zvulun give chlitze to Rochel, so echot miyabim. So Dan can be miyamle. Can be miyamle. Why? So he says, Hayochi tchilis lishteir, kiparishis liya, chiefshoi liyab, loi koidem chlitze, mishimachis kukose, veloi laacha chlitze, mishimachis chlut, lifichoch, hoil viosa liyabim, yachlit tchilis lishneir. So Mili Yochi Chimen gives chlitze to both, to Rochel and to Leia. Kidele heitze iso shi yivemtim isa yivom lishuk. Vashnaim, Zvum and Don, the brothers of Yisocho. So Echot Chelitz, so Zvum gives chlitze to Rochel, afuke zike miyochi. So afuke zike miyochi, im zu yivemtim, vitishta achis ilisheni mimonefshach. So then, if Zvum gives chlitze to Rochel, so then Don can be miyaben leyo mimonefshach. If Leia is the Yivame, in other words, if Yisocho was Mikadesh, Leia, so Leia is the Yivamte, so Shapia, so he's Mikayme Mitzvah, he's Miyabe in the Yivame, Leia, Viachisoi, and if Yisocho was Mikadesh, Rochel, so Mimele Leia is the Achois of the heretofore skuko, but a kapaket zikas I vome minei bichlitz asoch. So my money shachitzola. All right. Now, so lozei achol lozei shnayim hayochit chilis lishteyem vashnayim echot chilis vechot miyav. Kidmu vikinsu. So lechatchile, even if the yochit was chilis lishteyem, even if Shimon, the only surviving brother of Ruvei, gave chlitze to Rochel and to Leia, so Zvulun and Dan are not allowed both to be Kenes, Rochel and Leia. But Zvulun has to be chelitz to Rochel, and then Dan can be Kenes Leia. But suppose they didn't consult Besden, and after the Yochid was chelitz l'shtei, and after Shimon gave chlitze to Rochel and to Leia, so Kitmu v'kinsu. So then, imitzim yodam. So in other words, even though it's kidmo v'kinsu, in other words, Zvum was kines Rochel, and then Don was kines Leia, so imitzim yodam, because there is a possibility that when Zvum was the first one, when he was kines Rochel, so there was an Isa, so it was even an Isa of Achis Kukosei, but after Don was Kenes Leia, so the Zikir was Poka. Now, that is, this Yomtev raises the question as to why all the other things, so Rashi explains, and this Kidmu v'kinsu, Rashi doesn't even explain. Alright, so I mean, they were Midaik in every word of that Rashi said, and in every word that Rashi didn't say. So maybe like they asked the Rashi. Alright, Kidmu v'kinsu, Emitzim Yod. Lozesh Naim v'lozesh Naim. Now suppose Reuven was survived by two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and Yisocho was survived by two brothers, Zvul and Don. So, Ochif shel ze chilitz liachas. So Shimon, let's say, the brother of Reuven, gives chalitze, let's say, to Roche. V'ochif shel ze, and Zvun, the brother of Yisocho, is chilitz lachas, gives chalitze to Leia. Now, ochif shel ze Levi, so miyabe chlutzosi shel ze, the chlutze of Zvun, of Leia, that's Leia. And the ochif shel ze, and Don, miyabe chlutzosi shel ze of Roche. Now, this Rashi explains. Ochif shel ze miyab mechlososhi shel ze. Mimo nefshach. Im zu yivemte shapenosi. Shai ochif lecholatz lezu el lacheiso. Shal yoso yivemte yivene klom. Vi lav yivemte. So shapenosi nochis. Nochris. Di im shemachis kikosi leke. Because the zike was poka. Shai cholatz ochif lacheiso. Shai yivemte yu poka zike. ואם משום יבוא מלשוק, הרי חול צזום מן היוחית שהוא ארבעיו. Now, the next case. קידמו שניים וחול צו, Sidmu Shnayim V'Cholzu. Suppose that the two brothers gave chalitze. So in other words, so Shimon, let's say, gave chalitze to Rochel, and Levi gave chalitze to Leah. Lo yidnu hashnayim elo echot chilit v'echot miyavnu. So then the two brothers of Yisocho, Zvulun and Don, cannot be miyavnu. Elo echot chilit v'echot miyavnu. Why? Kid mushnayim achim shel echot v'chol tzul ishteir. In other words, Shimon and Levi gave chalitze to Roche. Shimon gave chalitze to Roche. I mean to Roche and to Leah. Shimon gave chalitze to Rochel, and Levi gave chalitze to Leah. Mishum d'layade eizu yivemte. So then lo yibu hashnayim. So the other two brothers, the brothers of Yisochor, Zvulun and Don, so yibu hashnayim lo yabu hashnayim achim achirim zezu vizezu. The kamer inosi, because when Zvulun, let's say iskeneis Rochel ikalemeima zu yachis kikosei. Achisik kosei that Leah is the zuz, the skuko. So mimele the chlitze that was given to Leah by Levi, that's a strange man. So had no legal effect. Eloechot chelitz tchilo leachas, eloechot miyamu lishniyo. So what should be done in that case? So then Zvulun has to be chelitz, let's say, to Rochel, and then Don will be allowed to be kene slayer. Why? Mimonefshah. Im yivemti, when Don is miyabin leah, after chlitze is given by Zvulun to Rochel, so monefshah, if leah is the vomit that Yisochor was the one who was mikadish leah, shabir, so he's mikayim emitz. Vilav yivemti, so bachis kosili poga, shaycholi tzochiv yivemti, vivol mishup namleke, shaychu tzomachi bayo. V'im kidmu, na kidmu v'kinsu, im tzim yod. V'im kidmu elu shnayim acheni, v'kinsu. So what should they have done? If the two brothers of Reuven both gave chlitze to both, to Rochel and to Leah, so then one brother of Yisochor has to be chelitz, and another brother has to be kenes. But suppose they didn't consult Bezden? I mean, twice they failed to consult Bezden. So, v'im kidmu elu shnayim acheinim, v'kinsu achachlitza shnayim rishenim, v'lo yibolu limolech lebezden, e mitzim yodom, ki lipagishes, she'in kan elu sofi kisar achei skuko, b'insuim rishenim, v'yike lemeima akamed nosif yivemtei, v'shapen nosif, u'basre name shapen nosif, nochis, v'iname alifre, but it's possible that it was the other way, so he was ever an Isser at that time. The Kamer Pogba Chesed Kosei, Kip Mishe Bosheini V'Yomo, so at that time he was ever an Isser. There is a possibility of ever an Isser. But when the second one, so the Don was Miyad Leo, he spoke as he Kosa Miyochid, V'Hutro Lo Yishtei, V'Yisur Edo, V'Dok. All right. Shema Mino, G'dushin Shem Yisurin Libiye, Habe G'dushin. So, in other words, in the case of Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achoyes, so that Gdushin is not allowed to live with either one, so it's a Gdushin Shem Yisur only Bie, and there is a Machlekes in Gdushin as to whether Gdushin Shem Yisur only Bie. Is Gdushin or not Gdushin? Here we see that they require a get, so we see that it is Gdushin. So the Gemara, the Havamin of the Gemara assumed that it were at the time of the Gdushin they were not identified. So maybe it's not Gdushin Shem Yisur Libi. That's why the Gemara asked. So the Gemara gives a teretz. No, the sofik arose after the Gdushin. And the Gdushin, he knew exactly whom he was mikadish, whether Rochel or Leah. But after the Gdushin, he forgot. So maybe bishas the Gdushin. So it was Yisur Libi. Hoch maskin on kishehu kovel safety sal. They can name diktone ven yedeya, ven diktone ven yodua. So what do you mean when Yedeya? So in other words, it was Yodua at the very outset. And then, he didn't know. Shema Amino. Shmamino, gdyż się myślą libije, się nie sypią libije, tylko zaltaj to nas nie myślą, i komisarz dusz, i ja wyjął de hejnaj, kim wiał ma, a wyjachać mi kiemy kudeszesli, wiosy sztejn szli jak lekabel dusz, u gdyż nie ilu nie sypią libije, de chol chody kajmu alu bisopi kach jest hisz, my to nie nie sypią lezu, wie get lezu, mi chwal de chody mi kudeszes, u mi się myślę, wiał de hejnaj, boje li mej sab get li tawaje, al mi gdyż nie, u plukty na baje wogowe, i by gdyż, i sekm pejle, to gdyż, nie zemach lejk. שהוא קובש על קדושין, וידי אוי עצמי מקדש, כאילו כך יסור על בינינו, וכל קדושין, ואין ידיע משמע, השם ידיע, אין ידוע משמע, לא ידע אדום מלו, מה איתו משמע לו? So what's the חידש? I mean, that's a dim posture. Michael Marshall, safe is the Kiddush isn't the safe. Mays will owe you a hechot, Hilis Liste, Hoyulish Nai, Echot Hilis, Echot Niab. So Echot Hilis, Echot Niab, that can be what are you women? But I will you women the Rachaloi. Why? That's a Kiddush. Because Poga Bachis Kukose. So we could argue that way, in as much as there is a Sophie, maybe if he's Niab with the very outset. So there is a possibility that is miyam the yivome, is miyam the, but there is another possibility that is miyam the sister of his yivome. So we could argue that in as much as achis kukose is only osam the rabbonon, even according mandoma yes zike, so achis kukose is only osam the rabbonon. So mele here where there is a possibility that is miyam the his yivome, not the sister of the yivome. So it should be tailored. So komash melon. That we are not tailoring the Isa of Achis Kukosei, which too it's also the Rabbonon. But me the Rabbonon, it's like the Isa of Achis Ishtei. So the Mele, that Isa is more homo, and we are not tailored, just because it's possible. So that's a Chidesh. Alright. Umay Komash, my Lord. Mas nicht mit Schitte, da war ich bei Gittel ja der Himmel, nein, sie wird sich allein. Tone hat gesagt, ich bin ja bei ihm, ich kann schon minon, darf ich mich mit Schad, wo ich mich nicht auch, mein Mann, ich weiß, es ist leer. Aber ich will mich hab bereiche, wo ich mich nicht schön, ich doch, Leute, die kamen die oben, Dilma. So even though it's only a Dilma, so it's still awesome. Dilma, Poka, aber hat es gesagt. Alright. Schneiden sie Kitsche Steachois. Schmame noch again. Gdushin sie Missurum mit Bia, aber Gdushin noch ein Name, Kishuka, wie sie Pisam. Der Name, die Tonne, wenn ihr Dea, wo die Tonne, wie ihr Dua. Schmame. Und mein Tomasch, wie lohn? Sei wie ist Rechalei. Meis, wo sie achot, wo sie Schneiden. Hajoch, ich trill es nicht stehen, was Schneiden, ich trill es mir haben. Pschite, heine Reiche. Heine Reiche, so what kind of a Hiddish is it? In the Seife here, in the second Bove, in the Seife of the second Bove. So there is no Chidesh, I mean, this aloche that we are not Tehle, even though the Yisalach is because he's in Rabbonon, we are still not Tehle. So that was mentioned already in the first Bove. So Mao Diteime, so the Chidesh here in the second Bove is Mao Diteime. Litzat Reyotuchat, since Ruvein, who has only one brother. And Yisochor was survived by two brothers. So Mimele, so we, and here the Mishnah is Matia, the brothers of Yisochor. Echot Shebichelis, Echot Shemiyavim. So we could argue that even the brothers of Yisochor so shouldn't allow Echot Chilach Miyavim, because if we allow the brothers of Yisochor Echot Chilach Miyavim, so then the single brother of Ruvei will also be Miyavim, and he is not allowed. So Komashvelo, that we are not Geizei or Treyochelcha. Komashvelo. Vidavke Michlez Vada Yivume. Aval Yivume Berei Shaloi Dikopoga Biyivome Lishu. Heine Reiche, das Schmimbe Reiche, hoi, ui, schnei, mach, trillach, miyam, mali, tei, mochel, uyam, gib, nech, an, aie, schloch, yechid, lig, za, tre, achel, uyam, chote, min, aie, otu, au, och, shein, loch, shein. So even Don should not be allowed to be miyam, because if we allow Don to be miyam, so maybe Shimon, the single brother of Ruvein, will also be miyam. And by him, it might be an Isaiah. Yosel, mi, bachiz, gu, komashu. ודווקא מלכבצו אחר אחיד לשתיהן ועוד היבום אחד מהשניים אחרי זה סוחב לשניו אבל היבום מברי שכדי לכניסה יוח לשתיהן ואף לכל הצוחב של מיאב לאחי זו דלקה השתי ישרה אחרי סקוקו לא מיאב משום שמו זוי ארוס הסנוחי ויקופו מביבום לשיבו לחליצה תאחידי הוא אנוכי ולא יבום לסקוקה והוא מילצה להשמינם ברי שסו in the first bobe we didn't hear this חידש לא זה שניים ולא זה שניים. So again, I mean, why is the Mishnah mentioning all kinds of situations? I mean, they are all based upon the same principle, that if there is a possibility that the one who is Miyam, who is Kenes first, will be Keyab Achis Kosei, so Mimele is not allowed. So, Hainahach, Mao Ditei, Likse, Dilma Miyam, Beloich Litze. Komashmelon. Now let's see the Rashi. Mao Ditei. Ligzer, Dilma, Osu, Yilech. No. Ligazrina. Vom Reisha Loishmainon. Do the whole Ze, Echod, Loze, Schneid. Die safe, Loi Miyav, Melachot. Wir geben den Eiskim, ich lietze, die Chode, mit ihrer Name, Loi Miyav, ne, Atschi Yachwit, Ayochim, Bestehen. Aber hoche, kiven du psaif, da vay mi yabmin, hay la hay beise, va hay vay beise, os lo meima malo nu lachlitze, so kamash, mo yanad giz. Now the Gemara is the kashe, maishnem hodit na. Arbo achim, shnayim hem, nisuyim shte achoyeis, u meisu am suyim es achoyeis, hari lo chilces loy mis yabmeis. Now the case says that according to Rashi, so the kashe of the Gemara is from kidmu vikinsu, emitziyim yod. So here we say kidmu vikin se mitziyim yodom, and there in Abo Achin we say vim kidmu vi Abo Achin shnayim nisuyim shtei achoyis so meisu am suyim es achoyis al lechil tzul nisiyamid vim kidmu vikin se yitziyim. So Teis says no, it's not mashma. It's true, Teis agrees that the Gemara could have raised that kashe, but it doesn't appear from the Loshon HaGemara that the Gemara was interested in asking this question as to why in the Mishnah of Dalet Achim so we say that even David in Kidmu Vikinsu is Yetzir. And here we say David, it's alright. Because if the first one who was Kenes didn't have Avere, so he didn't have Avere, but now it's already behead. That's the Kashi. So Teis says, no, that's not the Kashi. So what's the Kashi? The Kashi is because here we say Echot Chelet, Echot Miyab, Kidmu Shnaim Vecholzu Lo Yibma Shnaim Elo Echot Chelet Vechot Miyabit. So why don't we say here, why don't we say David Abu Achim? So we say Abu Achim Shnaim Nisuim Shtei Achoyis Shnaim Nisuim Shtei Achoyis. So the halacha is that Hari Lechelet is Lo Misyabmis. That means four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehud. Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah. And then Reuven and Shimon died. Reuven and Shimon died. So the halacha is that both have to get chlitze. Why don't we say in the Mishnah Abu Achim just as we say here in this Mishnah? So that echot chlitze echot miyabe. So here too. So let Levi be chelitz to Rochel. So then the zike was spoka, the zike of that Yehuda had in Rochel is spoka as a result of the chlitze that Levi gives to Rochel, and then once the zike of Yehuda is spoka in Rochel, so Yehuda should be allowed to be miyabim later. So why does the Mishnah say that Harilachilzim Misyabmeis, and there is no alternative of Levi, for example, being Chelitz to Rochel, and then Yehuda being Miyabmle? That's the kash. Now, so the thesis is strange, because thesis assumes that Rashi, according to Rashi, there is only one kash of the Gemara. But Rashi emphasizes that the Gemara is raising two kashes. Two kashes. Both kashes. Now let's see. So Maishne Modit Nan Abo Achim Shnaim Em Nisuim Shte Achoyes Umei Su Adzuim Es Achoyes Harim Uchil Tzizeloi Misyabnis. Now let's see the Rashi. So Maishne Modit Nan Vole Misyabnis Vikotone Seifin Kidmu Vikim Shri Yitzir Vore Kotone Mitzim Yorob. So that's one kashe according to Rashi. Why is it that over there even the Evet it's Yitzir and here the Evet it's a Mitzim Yorob? Over there we should also say lechatchile not. So it's a vada is achis kukosei there lechatchile. Here lechatchile it's a sopik achis kukosei. But there lechatchile it's vada achis kukosei. But the evet, the ziki is poka, so he should be allowed to continue living with her. Why is it here? Why does he have to divorce her? Why does he have to divorce her? So that's one kashi. And then Rashi emphasizes the other kashi. Chilte is v'loi misyabneis. ולא אמרינו לך לצחב מנהיה ודוחה לזיק את בידו מיוחיד והי מיד מחודה כי מסניס ניתון למסיעה בני שתיהן כל אחס לאח החליץ את החיסו כי ביקור מהרוחיב של זה מיד מחלור של זה לא אם כולם חיוציס כאוסון המים מהדרינו לים. So Rashi emphasizes that the kasha too. So according to Rashi the Gemara is asking two kashas. Number one, how is it that in the Mishnah of Dalet Achim Shnaim Nisuim Shtei Achoyes, so in Kidmu Vikinsu the Eved is Yitziu, why don't we say the Eved, so the Zike is Poka, so even though, so they didn't Yisea, so it should not be Yitziu, it's not be Yitziu, and then the second Kashi is, why do we say that both have to get Chlitze? Why can't we say that one brother Levi should be Chelitz, and then Yehuda should be Miyam, the other one, just as we say here? So im git mi shnaim ve chol tzol yiva shnaim ale achot chelit ve achot miyab echot miyab. Right. So now comes the title of the Gemara. Hoche ha hoso mi limando ma yeizik vi limando ma hoso li batil mitzasi vomi moso li batil mitzasi vomi hoche kol chad ve chad ima didei kom yisram alei. So here we have, I mean, Rashi Shite and Teisves Shite. I mean, Rashi and Teisves Achilik. Now, on one din. Now, let's see the Rashi. Hoch Rashi. Hosom skukis lishtei. Hosom skukis lishtei. In other words, let's first analyze the Teretz and the Kashi as to why in the Mishnah of Dalet Achim we don't say that Levi should give chlitza to Rochel. And then, so the zikah would be poka, the zikah that Yehuda had originally in Rochel would be poka, so then, Yehuda would be able to be miyabim later. So not be achis kosei, because Rochel, once chlitze was given to Rochel by Levi, so Leah is not achis kosei anymore. So he says like this. Hosom shkukis lishtei edloi. So ili mandoma, because over there by dalet achim shnayim esurishtei achois. So both are yivomis. Rochel is a skuko to both. They come from two different bati, but they are both brothers. So mele, both are yivomis and they are skukis to both brothers. So Rochel is skuko to Levi and to Yehuda, and Leah is kuko to Levi and Yehuda. Ili mandom al fei dalet achim, taime di misya bemes, afu la achas men, mishum di es zike, di mirei she mitzere, mishum di kol koka bachi is kuko, vichi chol itzchad lechode, upoka zike, lo imishtar yachi isa lidoch, di chol yivomo she nes chosho achas, al yivomo, afu la achan ifile, harei ki ishe sach, she yesh labonim, ויעשור עולה אילום. Now, so Rashi explains the Gemara. Now, let's say according to Mandoma Yezik, it's true according to Rashi, even according to Mandoma Rinzik. But let's understand it first according to Mandoma Yezik. So Yezik, so Mimele, at the time when Reuven and Shimon died, so Mimele, at that moment, neither before Echlitza is made in one of the sisters. So neither one is allowed to be miyam, to marry. Either sister. Levi cannot marry Rochel because she is the achis of Leah. And Yehuda cannot marry Rochel. Also for the same reason. And neither one can marry Leah because achis kukosi. Because both Rochel and Leah are skukis to both, to Levi and Yehuda. So Mimele, at the very outset, so when Reuben and Shimon died, so Leah was asur to Levi and Yehuda. Then, let's say, a month later, Levi decides to give chlitze to Rochel. So then we say, now the zike that Yehuda had in Rochel was poka, so Mimele, Leah is not a chizukosi anymore. But there is a loche of kibushe nesro shorachat bishas nifilo, nesro lo vilomis. So Mimele, in the case, let's say, where Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, and Reuben was married to Rochel, and Shimon was married to Leah, and then Reuben died, so Rochel at that time was the achis ishtei of Shimei, because Shimei, the living brother, surviving brother, was married to the sister of Rochel. So the halacha is that even if Leah, let's say a month later, after the death of Reuven, Leah dies, so she's not a Rochel, is not a sur anymore. So we say kibum shenesro shorachas nesro lovilomis. So here too, at the very outset, when Reuven and Shimon both died, so then Rochel and Leo were both asuris and Yehuda. So even if he later on Levi gives chlitze to Rochel, so we cannot say that Yehuda should be able to be miyav Leo, even though Leo is not a chizukos anymore, because at the very outset Leo was asur to Yehuda. It's nesro shorachas, so mimele nesro lovilomis. In other words, what principle do we see here? That the halacha of nesro of shorachas applies to the rabbonim's too. In other words, we could argue, when do we apply the halacha of nesro shorachas, where it's nesro shorachas midraise? So then nesro lovilomis. But where it's nesro of shorachas midrabbonim mitzad achis kukosei, like Leah here, so it's nesro shorachas at the time of the death of Reuven and Shimon. So midrabbonim Leo was asuro to Yehuda. So only midrabbonim, because of achis kukosei. So you don't say that even when the Yisrael is poka, so we should say nesro lo vilomis. So komash mo'lo, that kol ditikin rabbonon kein reise tikin, so mid rabbonon, where she was asur or bishas nefile, mid rabbonon, shoachas, so even after, so it's nesro lo vilomis. This is what it says. So this is what it says. Ili mandom afil dal dach, time in Messiah Bemes Aflachas men. Mishim Yezike, Dimereshim Mitzare, Mishim Kubok Bachis Kuko, Vicholitz Hadlechode Pokazike, Lumishtajahis Lidoch, the Holy Womish Nesoshoachas, Ali Womo, Aflachan Vilkrile, Harikisha Sakhis of Bonavasro Leilom. So the question is, now we said last time in the Rashi, why does the Rashi say, the Rashi in Mitzim Yodom? The whole had the Hadomar and no Shapen is Sive. Vinama Vifresh or Vishnu Yivkin is a Hesi Kose, Haishaite Vada Havasire, Umshebohi Yivmashni or she Vemte, Poka Zike Midoch Limafreya. Why does Rashi have to emphasize Limafreya? Why is the Mafreya important? So we said that the reason is why Rashi emphasizes the Limafreya, because if it would be Mafkia the Zike, only Mikanu, if it would be Makkia de Zike, only Mikanu Habe, so Mimele the Isra of Achis Kukose, which is based upon the Isra of Achis Ishte, of Achis Ishte, so Mimele would be Osea. Because just as Achis Ishte, so there is a special Zas Akosu that Lachamis Ishte is Muteres. But the other Sheira Ishte, let's say Eimishtei, so even Lacham is a Sishtei Lassor, and we have a Machlekes between the Rivom and the Ri, in Bolobasre, Darkuf Yudalet, as to whether the reason as to why Eimishtei is Asuro, is it because the Ishes continues even after the death of the wife, or it doesn't continue, it doesn't continue, as the Rivom says, it doesn't continue, but there's the Gzeres HaKosuf, that even the heretofore Ein Mishtei is Asur, in the same way as Achiz Grushos is Asur. So according to the Ri, we have to say that Achiz Grushos is based upon a separate Isser, because we deduce it from his special Gzeres HaKosuf. But according to the Rivom, so Achiz Grushose is not based upon his special Isser. It's not based upon his special Isser. But the Sheirei Ishtei, Arasure, is not only when they are pleasantly Sheirei Ishtei. Even Pes Sheirei Ishtei are also Asureis. So that's why Rashi emphasized Poke Zike Mitach Mafreya, because if it had been Mafkia de Zike, only Mikam Lohave, then she would still be Asuro. In the show, it still be Asur. Now, so the question is here, how can Rashi say that the reason is to why? We cannot say that after Levi gives Chalitze to Rochel, so then Yehudi is allowed to be Kenes Leah, because it's Neschol of Joachas. But in view of the fact that Rashi said that in regard to Yibim, but it's the same thing. I mean, just as Yibim determines that she was the skuko all the time of the Yobim who ultimately was Miyabim, so it's the same thing. It's also it determines Limafreya that she was the skuko of the one who gave Achlitze, not of the other brothers. So Mimele, in this case where we have four brothers, how can we apply the aloche of Neschol Shachas? We had four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon died. Reuven and Shimon were married to Rochel and Leah. So how can we say that we cannot tell Levi to be Chelitz Rochel and then tell Yehuda to be Miyabim Leah? Why? Because at the very outset, before Levi gave Chelitze to Rochel, So Leah was Asur to Yehuda on the score of the Yisrael of Achiz Kukosei, so it's Neschol Shachas. But then, if a month later, so Levi was Chelitz to Rochel, so just as Yivim is Mafkia, the Zike Midach Mafreya, so Chelitze the same thing. So the Chelitze also should be Mafkia, the Zike of Rochel from Yehuda to Mafreya. So this the chlitze by Levi to Rochel should determine retroactively that Rochel was all the time skuko to Levi, not to Yehuda. She was never skuko to Yehuda. So Mimele, she was never skuka to Yudo. So Mimele, Rochel was never skuka to Yudo. So Mimele, if Rochel was never skuka to Yudo, so that means that Levi was never, it's determined retroactively now, that Leah was never the Achizku Kosei. The Achizku Kosei. Of Yehuda, because if Rochel was never the Skukose of Yehuda, how could Leah at any time be the Achei Skukose of Yehuda? So it's not Nesra Shoachas. It's only that we didn't know at the time, but now we know. So we have to say, we have to apply the same concept that I think I mentioned in discussing the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Sugya of Skukos Piknuso, Rav Shimon, the Rabbeishes Din. So, I mentioned Reb Chaim Svor, and Reb Chaim doesn't say it in regard to here. He doesn't say it in regard to Nesel Shoachas, but the concept. I mean, Reb Chaim says it in regard to Miun, which is in Rabbonon, Miun. And he also says it in regard to Achfaras HaBaal, according to Mandomar, the Baal Meikaroka. So we still see that there is a difference between Akiras Chochem and Akiras Baal, even according to Mandoma, the Baal Meikarok. So let's say, in regard to Atfos, so suppose, let's say, one woman was Nikav Nizirah upon herself, Harem Nizirah, and then a friend of hers, another woman, said Harem Nikimeisa. So she also became a Nizirah. Then this woman was the first woman. So, was she Ales Lechochem? And the Chochem was matter than ever. So then we say, the Gemara in Ozer says that the other woman is also Muteres Nishias Yain. Because since she was Matris, her Nizires in the Nizires of her friend, and the Chochem was Ekel Mafreya, the Kab the Neder of her friend, so there was no Neder. So there was nothing in which to be Nitres. Mashein came in case the Baal of the first woman was Eker the Neder. So even according to Mandoma, that Baal Eker Mekarota, not Megas Gais, and it's Eker Mafreya, so we say the first woman whom the Baal, the husband, was Mata the Neder, that she is allowed to drink wine, to do everything. I mean, so, but the second woman, who was Matris in the Nizirah, of the first woman, so even after the husband of the first woman was Matir the Neder, so she is still Asur. She has to comply with all the din of Nizires. So what's the Pshat? So the Pshat is that the same Svor as Reb Chaim says in regard to Miun. There it's in Negein the Rabbonon, but here it's Negein the Raise. Even according to Mandoma, that Baal Meikaroka, there is still a fundamental distinction between Hatoras Chochem and Hatoras Baal. Chochem, when a Chochem is Mater and Eder, so then it's Bitiras Yiroye, and then it becomes Nedatoyes. Even though it wasn't Bimtzias Itoyes. If it was Mamish Itoyes, so then we don't have to resort to Hatoras Chochem. But even though it wasn't Itoyes, but the Chochem on the basis of Charote or Pesach, so declares it as Toyes. So Mimele, that means that as a result of the Atoras Chochem, so the Neder Abnishio was null and void, as if nothing had happened. Mashein came Baal, it's not Bitiras Yeroye. So it's not that the Baal has the Keach, has the capacity to annul the Neder Abnishio. But it's a heter. The Baal can be made for the Nidorim, and according to one Mandoma, it's a Mafreya. So it's a Keach of the Baal to revoke, to annul the Neder, the Mafreya, in regard to all Mikam Havadik in Yom. But it's not null and void ab initio. Chochem, when he's matter the Neder, so he becomes null and void ab initio. At the very outset, as if nothing had happened. Baal, so even if Meikaroka, so Mimele, he has the keach to annul the Neder, it has retroactive effect, this annulment of the Neder, in regard to all Mikanu Havlikin Yonim. But, so only vis-a-vis Mikanu Havlikin Yonim, it's null and void. But vis-a-vis something that took place already, So it's not null and void. So maybe that for say that the other woman made in the nether of the first woman, that's something in the past. So in the case of Chochem, so it's null and void ab initio. But in the case of a forest bow, it's not null and void ab initio. It's only an old vis-a-vis only Kanu Havri Kenyonim. But that at force was something that is not relevant now, it was relevant at that time. And since it's not null and void ab initio, so memele, the atvose is effective. They're perfect. So the same kind of svore we have to apply in regard to Rashi's haloche of pokazike midach lemafreya. And it's mistaber here. Here it's even more mistaber than, or as much, it's equally reasonable as ligabe haforas ba. But certainly not less reasonable. Because after all, when a brother dies, so every brother has the same opportunity to be miyabu or to be chelitz. There is no preference for one as against the other. Even the oldest one, so it's only a din of dime. Only a din of dime, but there is no real priority by one as against the other brother. So mimele, that means that at the very outset, when Reuben died and his wife Rochel became skuko to Levi and to Yehuda, not just to Levi. At the very outset, she became equally skuko. She became equally attached to Levi and Yehuda. So then Levi decided to give chalitze to Rochel. So that is mafkia de zike from Yehuda in Rochel Mafreya. So what does it mean? It's mafkia. It's not mafkia in the same way as a Torah Chochem is mafkia ab initio. Here it's not mafkia de zike ab initio. How can we say that it's mafkia ab initio when that's the aloche of zike? That is the attachment to either yovm is the same. Is the same, they're both equal. So Mimele, even if Levi ultimately decides to give chalitze to Rochel, it is not mafkia de zike in you of Yehude ab initio. But vis-a-vis Yehude, so the afkoe zike has retroactive effect in respect to all the Kamhavri Kinyon. So, insofar as the Yisr of Achiz Kukose is concerned, so even if the Yisr of Achiz Kukose is an Yisr of a past Achiz Kukose, but it's in Kalhavri Kinyan. So, we say there is no Yisr of Achiz Kukose, because the Shaila, it's relevant to Kalhavo. Is he allowed to marry or is not allowed to marry her? So we say that the Chlitze that Levi gave to Rochel has retroactive effect in regard to all relevant in Yoni Mikalohab. Now, when the question arises, can Yehude? So then, when the question arises, and from the point of view of Achiz Kukose, so can Yehude marry her? So we say, no, the Ziki was Pokal Mafreya. So she's not even here to for Achiz Kukose. Masha'im came in regard to the East Daloche of Nesro Shoachas. So Nesro Shoachas is to be determined by what? By the law then. The Nesro Shoachas is to be determined by what the law was then, not by what it is now. That's the whole concept of Nesro Shoachas. If at that time she was Asura, vis-a-vis then, it was Asuro, so Memele, she's Nesro Lovilom is even now. So even though it's Poka, the Zike Midach Mafreya, we still can apply the Aloch of Nesro Shoachas. Alright, now, so that's true according to Mandoma Yezike, but Rashi says the same Lomdes is true even according to Mandoma Enzike. So he says, Ili Mandoma, so, Horashte, Hoso Mil Mandoma Yezike. Yezik, so it's Nesro Shach. Vi l'mandoma roso levatil mitzas yivomim. Roso levatil mitzas yivomim. So Rashi says, Vi l'mandoma taime. Mishum di osa levatil mitzas yivomim. Vi miyad mhaicho de dil memai yisidoch. kedem sheivet vitetze achiso mishim achiso isho v'nimtza mitzas yivomim p'tilal yodeinu miyivum mechlitze hari nesro mishim kach v'chinei v'chiv mishinesro shoachas. So iname, even though cholat l'chad l'chod, it's not an adolosh, it's all a hemshech. Iname cholat l'chad l'chod was l'hayashniyo was l'hayashniyo imedesi v'yisar ishesach שלא נראה מייב מתחילו מדרבונון אבל הוכה זו שנסרום בוט in our Mishneh, so she, we cannot say Nesra Shoachas, because she's not a Yivome. When can we apply the Halacha of Nesra Shoachas Ligabe Yivome? Here she's in Ochris, but she happens to be in Achis Kikosei. She might happen to be in Achis Kikosei, but she's in Ochris, so it's not Shayach to say Nesra Shoachas. אבל הוכה זו שנסר משאחי זקוקו לאבירום או איסו וחיפוק האיסה אחי זקוקו בחליצה שחי איסו הרי זה מתאר, הרי מתאר זה באמת למה יש שחה בוי הילקח מסוויקה למפקין לו די מה כוכב אחד די ישרמי. So, you see, in regard to the mandomar, יש זיקה. So there is no מחלקס between Rashi's Lomdes and Tesis Lomdes. So Rashi and Tesis both agree that this Gemara is saying in effect that there is a halacha of Nesra Shoachas even with Rabbanon. But the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis is in connection with the Mandoma who says Einzik. But still, you're not allowed to marry in Achesu Kosei because of Bittul Mitzvah Sivomim. Because of Bittul Mitzvah Sivomim. So Rashi Shita, and that's a chiddush. Rashi Shita is that even according to the Mandoma, Einzik, but since it's not some with Rabbanon, to marry in Achis Kikosei, Yiyem is a time she Yiyem, even though it's not based upon the Yisar of Erdo. That's a big chidesh. Bishleim, according to Mandomar, Yezike. So the Yisar of Achis Kikosei, Mid Rabbono, it's an Yisar Erdo. It's an Yisar of Achis Ishtei. And since Achis Ishtei Mid Raise is Mafkia Zike, is Machia Zike, so Mimele, that means, so Achis Ishtei Mid Rabbonon, it cannot be Machia Zike, but it can affect a diminution in Zike. So Mimele, we cannot, so it's very mistaber to apply the halacha of Nesro Shachas, because just as Midraise, it's, we say Nesro Shachas, Nesro Shachas, because of Afkoe Zike, so it's Nesro Shachas, so it's Nesro Lomis, so with Rabbonon too, there is also Afkoe Zike. Not Afkoe Zike Ligamre, it couldn't be, Chachomim wouldn't be Mafkia, couldn't be Mafkia Likule, the Zike Ligamre, but as a result of the Iser Elvo of Achisisho, mid Rabbonon, there is a diminution in Zike, and if there is a diminution in Zike, so just as Afkoe Zike, involves the halacha of Nesrol of Shachas, so the diminution of Zike mid Rabbonon also involves the halacha of Nesrol Shachas. Mashein came with Gabit Bittul Mitzvah Yivomim, according to Mandoma, Bittul Mitzvah Yivomim, so Teisva says, here we cannot say Nesrol Shachas, because it's an extraneous Yisa Bittul Mitzvah Yivomim. So the reason is why at the very outset, he was not allowed to marry Achis Kosei because of an extraneous Yisa, not to be gayri, a bitl mitzvah sivomim, but that cannot affect a diminution in zike. Even in Rabbonon there is no diminution in zike. So how can we apply the halacha of Nesro Shachas? So Tesis explains, ili mandomar osol batl mitzvah sivomim, so osol batl mitzvah sivomim, osol batl mitzvah sivomim, so because of that, it's osel to be miyad first. But the question is, let one be miyabim, let him be chilitz first, and then be miyabim. So we are gazing that one should not be allowed to be chilitz and then be miyabim, or to dilma miyabim first. Dilma miyabim first. So this is how Tesis is explained. But Rashi explains it also on the basis, even according to Mandoma, that Ein Zike also on the basis of Nesro Shachas. So that's a chiddush. So Rashi Shita is that it shouldn't concern us why it's Osam Rabbanon. As long as it's Osam Rabbanon, so Mimele, since he cannot marry her, so Mimele, it affects a diminution in Zike. It affects diminution in Zike. Because Zike, what does Zike mean? Zike by definition means that she is in a marital way, she's attached to it. But How can we say she is fully attached to him when we tell him you cannot marry him? What kind of an attachment is it? But, of course she's attached, because Midrashim is allowed to marry her. But Midrabbanan not allowed. But since Midrabbanan, he cannot marry her. So he amazed the time she is. It doesn't make any difference why he cannot marry her. So even if it is based upon bitul mitzvah, but the fact is, in final analysis, he cannot marry her. So Mimele, the attachment, the marital attachment, is incoherent. It's not complete. There is a diminution in the zikah. And since there is a diminution in the zikah, so Mimele, we apply the aloha el nechashachas. This is what Rashi says. Vili mandoma. Taimim shindu osu levatul mitzvah, vimiyabim haichode, dilma mayisidoch. Kedin sheiv vitetsa achiso mishma achisi isho v'nimtza mitzisiv vomim tila al yadeinu miyiv mechlitze hari nesro mishum kach v'shuv ein lo heter afilo bide eved ki v'shinefsro sho achas so yi name even though chola tzchad lechode v'oz lahay ashnio v'oz lahay ashnio imeretz v'sashach so if it's chola tzchad lechode first so memele there is no iser of bitu mitzisiv vomim either but since at the very outset he was not allowed to marry her because of bitul mitzvah yivamim, so that brought about of a diminution in the zike, and if it brought about midrabbanon a diminution in the zike, so mele midrabbanon the yisar of ishisach was hard. But one thing we have to say: how could the yisar ishisach be hard if there is no diminution in the zike? Why should it be hard? Just because? So obviously, according to Rashi, if he's not allowed to marry her, may the time she is. So Mimela, that affects a diminution of the zikah. So she's not Midrabbanon, she's not completely attached to him. If she's not completely attached to him, so Midrabbanon, there is an Isar Ishisach. So Mimela, we apply the aloha of Nesra Shahachas, because of the Isar of Ishisach. Aval hoche zu shen esrom shba cheskuko la bivomo iso vichipo ka isa ha cheskuko bechlitza sa cheso hariz muteres vimedes di la vishach sachavoi hilkach misvikele matkinolo de ima kol chad vichad di de yisramele. Now let's see the thesis. So we'll learn this thesis first. Gili mandoma yeziki eimeri aval gavdil mandoma yeziki leke li mikza li yab machachlitze mishim dilme ose li yab mbereshe ki di mashma bifirin dalet achi Gabi Rabbi Yechanan domar achyo is in yidea mishonon achyos so in yidea mishonon so in other words Tetzes is deduces it from the Gemara there. Now turn to the Gemara there. This is very important for our Gemara. Daf Chav Zayin Omid Beis Dei flying from the top Omar Avune Omar Av Beis Achoyes Yivomeis, shenoflu lifnei yovmechot. So let's say there are three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuben was married to Rochel, Shimon was married to Leah. And there was another brother, Levi. And then both sisters fell before Levi. Before Levi. Cholatz l'risheino, hutro. So suppose, now first Reuben died. So Rochel was nifelis. And he gave, and then Shimon died, and Leo is nifeles, and he gave chalitze to the Risheino, to Rochel, so hutro, so she's hutro lishuk, cholatz lishnio, hutro, he gave chalitze to Leye, so also hutro lishuk, meiso Risheino muta bishnio, so suppose that Rochel died, so then he's allowed, in other words, if, let's say, in the case where they are both alive, so he's not allowed to be miyav neither one. But if it's Meisa Rishenu, Rochel died, so then he's allowed to be miyav Leah, Muta Bishnir. V'in Tzolch Leima, needless to mention, that if Leah died, Shnio, the one who became Skuko, was Nifeles after Rochel was Nifeles. So if Leah died, in Tzochlema Meise Shnio Shemuta Berisheino Mishim Dehave Yivomo Shehutro Vinesro Vichotro Vihutro Tarzal Ateirorishi. So Rav says, needless to mention, in the case of of Mesoshnio. So it's Mutab Rishenu. So then, even if we would apply the Aloha of Nesrosho Achas Nidrabo, so it would be Muter. Because then we would have to apply the aloche of Hutro v'nesro v'chot of Hutro. But even the case of Meisor Rishenu, so then it's not Hutro v'nesro v'chot of Hutro. So it's still Muter. To be Miyav v'deshniyo. Why? Because Rav holds that we don't apply with Rabbonon the aloche of Nesro Shoachas. When do we apply that the aloche of Nesro Shoachas? Nidrais. There we apply, let's see, Reuven and Shimon two brothers, and Reuven was married to Rochel, and Shimon was married to Leah. Then Reuven died, and Rochel was nifeles before Shimon, so Memele Shimon couldn't be Miyabim Rochel, because she's Achis Ishtay, but a month later Leah died, so we say Nesro Shachas, because at the very outset, she was Asura, Rochel was Asura, and Shimon Midrais. Mashenkin in this case, where Reuven and Shimon, so, and then there is Levi, and then Reuven died, and then Reuven died, and then Shimon died, so, and then Rochel died, so, here it's Nesro Shachas, Midrabonon. So Midrabonon we don't say Nesro Shachas, according to Rav. The Rabbi Yechon Omar, Meiso Shnio Muta Berishenu. Avo Meiso Rishenu Oso Bishnio. My time is called Yivomo, so Meiso Shnio Muta Berishenu, because Yivomo Shehutro V'Nesro V'Chosov Hutro. So if Nidrai say, we say that. But Avo Meiso Rishenu, so then there is no Hutro V'Nesro V'Chosov Hutro, but it's only Midrabonon. So then we apply Midrabonon the Aloch of Nesro Shachas. My time is called Yivomo Shina Nikira Bobishas Nifila Yivomo Yovilel Haredi Kishesachi Yish Lebonim Vaso. So, V'Rav Lesle Haisvore V'Om Arav Kolisho Shina Nikira Bobishas Nifila Yivomo Yovilel Haredi Kishesachi Yish Lebonim Vaso. So here Midrabonon, she was Asuro Mitzalachis Kosei at the very outset. So even when she died, so it, we should apply the Aloha of Nesro Shachas. Hane Milei Chadikoye Ba'ape Be'apu Yisrachis Isha Deraisi. So the Gemara says in so many words, according to Rav, in the Rabbonon we don't say Nesro Shachas, only Midrais. So Teisa says, Avol Hoche Zikid Rabbonani, Pirish Rach, the Rav Litaimei, the Omar in Zik, the Avol Gav, the Osir Mishim Bito Mitzisivomi, Lechoshi Fachisa Leisroi Lomis, Avkishetovi Lechor Heter, Avol Mandoma Yer Zikid, Rol Esir Mishim Shnesro Shachas. So Teisa says that the reason is why Rav, the reason is why Rav says that the Rabbonon we don't say Nesro Shachas. It's not, and Rabbi Yochanan says that we do say Nesro Shachas in Rabbonon. So it's not a machlekes in Svoras Hapuches between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan as to whether the aloche of Nesro Shachas, whether in regard to Nesro Shachas we apply the principle of Kol B'Tikun Rabbonon Kein D'Raisa. No, if Rav had held that Yesh Zike, then Rav would agree with Rabbi Yochanan that we apply the aloche of Nesro Shachas. And if Rabbi Yochanan had held in Zike, so then Rabbi Yochanan would agree that we don't apply the Rabbonon Nesro Shachas. But the fact is that Rav holds in Zike. So the reason as to why you're not allowed to marry an Achis Lukosei is because of Mitum Mitzvah Sivamim. That's not an Israel. Well, it's not an Israel. Well, it's